Trail. The American Trail. Blazed in blood. Defended in blood. Chapter 12, The Blue Yonder. The night of December 16th. 1903. You, Orville Wright, lying there in bed, still awake. Midnight. Bitter cold outside the cabin. Wind driving the sand across the Kitty Hawk dunes. What are you thinking of? Lilienthal? Otto Lilienthal? A German named Lilienthal who wanted to fly crashed in his glider, dead 7 years. You had better luck, Orville Wright. You and your brother Wilbur.
More than 1,000 glider flights last year. And we're still alive.
You learned a lot. How to control your glider against every kind of wind prepared you for what you're trying to do now, to fly a heavier-than-air machine.
Orville?
Yes, Will?
Can't you sleep either?
Brother Wilbur, always you two, inseparable, partners in business back home in Dayton, Ohio, selling, repairing bicycles, but always consumed by one great ambition: to be the first ones to fly an aeroplane.
We've built it.
Interesting observation.
I just realized we've actually built a flying machine. Tomorrow I'll test it. Fly it.
Not unless this wind slackens. Just listen to it.
It'll go down by morning.
You know, Orv, in my quiet, modest way, I was just reflecting that you and I know more about aviation than the rest of the world put together.
I suppose we do at that.
We're geniuses.
Even if we never did go to college.
We even build our own engine.
Yes, Orville. A few months ago, in your workshop in Dayton. Remember?
There's no use, Will.
Another turn down.
I don't think we'll get any automobile company to build us an engine.
Yeah, they're sensitive about looking stupid.
Yeah, letting people think a flying machine is possible.
It occurs to me, old boy, we might build our own.
Then weeks of hard work, buying, making parts, fitting them together.
Well, I guess we'll have to run the crankshaft fore and aft. Start the motor from the rear.
Why, no. No. The propellers will do that. A turn of the propeller.
Always like that. Two minds working as one. Others worked alone. They failed. But you, Orville, you and your brother, you supplement each other. Then one day, back there in Dayton...
There. That does it. Looks enough like an engine to be one.
All we need is a magneto.
You found your magneto. You could hardly wait then.
It's working. Orville, I tell you, this thing's working. We've got our engine.
The rest was easy. You built your plane, shipped it here to Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. The constant wind here, the broad expanse of land, ideal for your purpose. The other day, Wilbur tested the plane. No luck. It didn't leave the ground, just some damage. Now you, Orville. Tomorrow it's your turn to try. Only you can't sleep. A shadow at the back of your mind. A fleeting sense of fear.
Suppose something happens to me tomorrow. What if I crash? What if... What about Will? He'll go on, of course, from where we left off. He must. But Willie, would I go on if anything happened to him?
Just not sleepy. Might as well get up. Put a few clothes on. Wrap blankets about you. Open the door. Careful not to wake Wilbur. Lonely, desolate sands. Icy cold. Dark woodlands to one side of the dunes. Ocean on the other. And you stand there. A few stars. Tiny lights of a boat far out to sea. The lifeboat station a mile away. A few steps from you, the shed that houses your precious flying machine.
Might as well take a look at it. Make sure it's all right.
There it is. Inside the shed. Like a giant box kite with a motor in it. Wings. 40 feet, tip to tip.
Da Vinci dreamed of something like this.
Yes. And Henson, Wenham, Maxim over in England, Deneau, Ouillard in France, Langley over here, they experimented. You know why they failed, Orville. Their theories were all wrong. You and Wilbur proved that. They knew little or nothing about air pressure. You and Wilbur devoted years to that study.
Orv, there are bad ways of catching pneumonia.
Oh, I just came out here to...
That wind.
I had a mind to look at that rudder that we damaged.
It's all right. Boo, feels like Christmas out here.
Yeah.
Think we'll be home by then.
Night passing. You're asleep now, Orville Wright. But you're not relaxed. Waiting. Tomorrow morning is the...